I'm in the blistering sunshine of Milton Keynes. The sun always shines when I'm in Milton Keynes. And we're in the Wadden Ward doing a blitz for the local elections. I'm here with Kevin, who is the master organiser
The master organiser,
the king of the organisers here. Kevin, this town, it's got two Tory MPs. And in a way, it's a symbol of what Labour needs to win back to win a general election. Because if we can't win Labour MPs in Milton Keynes, we can't have a Labour government. Tell us why you think we've lost and how we're rebuilding, because we're getting a good response on the doorsteps this morning.
Yes, it is. And it's exactly the type of seats that we should be taking, and we will take. I'm absolutely convinced about that. New towns, new cities in our case, I should be correct you a little bit, very much swing marginal territories. Younger people, on average, they tend to perhaps float around more, but there's no doubt that they're beginning to come home now. And the budget of last week has, I think, probably sealed the Tory fate, certainly for quite some time to come.
Are you finding that with young people, old people? What's the sort of, where's the biggest hit?
I think it's across the board, actually. We certainly found old people not at all happy with the so-called granny tax of last week, that's for sure. But I think we're hitting new people who hadn't seen a Conservative government in their kind of adult life, but now beginning to realise what a Conservative government's all about. And that it is, quite clearly, it's a party for the rich.
Now tell us your story a bit. It was the last time I was here, we went to a community centre at the heart of one of the toughest parts of Milton Keynes, because everyone thinks of Milton Keynes, they think high tech, they think bright and shiny, but actually there are some pretty tough bits. Tell us your story. How did you come here?
I only came in 19... It's an interesting story. I came in 1975, and I was a teacher in those days, so I was taking a teaching job. But I was particularly interested in new towns because of the provision of housing. Now, in 1975, I came and got a job as a single person. I wasn't married then. I got married later that year. Went to the then Development Corporation, said, I'm looking for a house to rent. They said, please come in. We've got lots to offer you. And I went that day with 13 different properties, all houses, not flats, to look around and pick and choose the one that I would like. Now that is unbelievable. That was the effect of the Labour government in the 1970s.
So you came as a teacher though?
I came as a teacher. So I was driven here for housing.
Wow.
But housing was available.
Now, and where were you from originally?
Preston.
Right, Preston. So northwest.
Northwest, yeah.
And you got involved in the Labour Party then, or more?
A little bit before, because the Students' Union, I think, had probably brought me into the fold. And that was alongside people like Charles Clark and Alistair Stewart and a number of other names from the dim and distant past.
And are you retired from the teaching now?
I finished in 1997. I had no choice because I was a councillor. And when Milton Keynes became a unitary council, it was, you can work for them or you can be a member.
Yeah, and how do you think we rebuild the party? How do you think even this morning we've met people who are saying, politics, same. What do you think is the route back?
Step by step, and we've got to just start connecting with people at a local level, real local level, street by street, house by house.
So community politics.
It's community politics, first and foremost. And as you know, when you knock on a door, you actually make a human contact. You then got a human relationship. But unless you do that, you're never going to achieve it. So it is one by one.
And have you got the system now that the people that we've met this morning, will they get a follow-up? Will they get that sort of relationship that you're talking about?
They will. It's about building permissive campaigning, I think we tend to call it.
What do you call it?
Permissive campaigning.
Right, explain what that means.
In other words, normally when we knock on a door, we put something through a letterbox, we're not invited. It's not that we're doing it with permission. Once you build a relationship, then actually you're kind of the welcome friend that comes to the letterbox or knocks on the door.
Well, I quite like that. Labour, your welcome friend. That's not a bad strapline. Kevin, thank you very, very much for your time today, and really very good to be out campaigning with you.
Thank you, and thank you for coming. Yeah.